This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 274 for Thursday, February 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were higher Thursday. The nearby March contract up 90 cents at $824 per ton. New crop November up 220 at $797.90. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all higher on the day, lending support to the Canadian oilseed. Weakness in the Canadian dollar was also supportive, helping keep crush margins wide. However, chart-based positioning did temper the upside, with intermonth spreading weighing on the nearby March contract as traders adjust positions ahead of the month end. In the U.S., activity was choppy, with prices on both sides of unchanged throughout the day. Soybeans mixed the March contract up 0.75 cents at $15.26.5 per bushel. While gains in soy oil were supportive, meal was down for most of the day. Weekly U.S. export sales included 500,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 260,000 tons of new crop sales. The USDA announced additional flash sales this morning of 128,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Crush data released yesterday showed 179 million bushels of soybeans crushed in the U.S. in January. That was slightly below average trade guesses. Uncertain production prospects out of Argentina did remain a supportive feature in the background of the soybean market. Corn, it traded to both sides of unchanged, ending up down 0.25 cents in the March contract at $6.76 per bushel, the more deferred months a bit higher. Weekly U.S. corn export sales included just over 1 million tons of old crop business and an additional 100,000 tons of new crop, which was in line with expectations. Wheat futures ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in the March contract at $9.30 per bushel. Kansas City 4 cents higher in March at $8.98 per bushel. Chicago wheat, though, down 4 cents in the March contract at $7.65 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 210,000 tons were at the lower end of expectations, but still up from the previous week. Uncertainty over Black Sea grain movement did remain a supportive feature in the background, with the agreement allowing Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea set to expire later in March. Let's look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 16th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.